Well, May is National Pet Month, and today we want to clear the air when it comes to your dog's bad breath. Dr. John DeYoung is president-elect of the World Veterinary Association, and he's also past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association and joins us now. Good morning, Dr. DeYoung. How are you today?
Good. Good morning to you, Ryan. I'm doing great. I'm here in Boston, Massachusetts, and happy to chat with you.
That's great. Well, let's talk about bad breath with dogs. And when we're talking bad breath, we're also worried about oral diseases, of course. How common are oral diseases in our canine friends?
They're actually very common. Matter of fact, dental problems, oral problems in dogs are maybe underdiagnosed, but probably the most diagnosed at the same time issue in dogs, because so many times it's sort of left unnoticed, whether people aren't paying attention to it, unless they're having their dog close to their face and they're smelling the dog's bad breath. But if it's not bad, they may not know that something's underlying going on. And that's why it's so important that people have their dogs examined by their veterinarians every single year to make sure that there's not gingivitis, loose teeth, tartar and plaque developing on the mouth, tumors or growths on the mouth, all those kind of things. And any kind of oral problem can lead to other systemic problems, whether it be the liver, the kidneys, or the heart. The mouth is the entryway to the rest of the body. So it's really important to promote good dental health.
What are some things we should be looking out for, you know, aside from just, you know, the run-of-the-mill bad breath that I think every dog has, but what are some things that we should be looking out for signs and symptoms?
I think a dog's mouth would be painful if they were pawing at their mouth a lot. If they were drooling, especially if the drool has any blood in it, that could signify that there's something really bad going on. If they're not eating as comfortably or as readily, that might be a tip-off that there's a painful tooth or a loose tooth. But very often, in more cases than not, it's just the bad breath that you're going to notice that the dog may not be noticing themselves, because no one's telling them, hey, your breath stinks, unless you're pushing your dog away and your dog seems to feel like, why am I being pushed away? So I think, you know, looking at your dog's mouth on a regular basis is important. Seeing your veterinarian is important. Brushing your dog's teeth is very, very important. Anything you can do to promote better dental health, to alleviate the possibility of bad dental health developing, is important. And there are doggy toothpaste that are flavored. Don't use people toothpaste. They are often beef flavored or poultry flavored. Introduce them and then put them on a toothbrush. And the younger you start with a dog to acclimate them, the better off you're going to be. Yeah. There are other things you can do as well. There are various products on the market, other than having your veterinarian do a regular scaling when necessary to scale off the tartar and plaque and polish the teeth. But dry foods that have grinding action on the teeth are helpful, and various chewing products. And there are some new products that have just come on the market that are helpful as well.
What happens if we just ignore this problem? You know, we just say, hey, you know, he's got bad breath. That's that. But you mentioned there a little bit earlier that this can lead to some more systemic health problems.
Absolutely. So if you notice something going on, first of all, have it addressed. Have your veterinarian examine the mouth and see what is needed. But yes, if you leave dental health to proceed and become worse and worse, it can lead to bacterial endocarditis, for example, or lead to systemic infections. They can lead to painful mouths where the teeth loosen up. My own little 11-and-a-half-year-old Yorkie poo named Radar, I had to extract all of his front teeth called incisors a couple of years ago. And then recently I learned about a product that was a probiotic for the mouth, just an oral probiotic, that has proved to me to improve his breath a ton and allow us to be near him again. My wife and I noticed it. And it's even made his teeth a little whiter, so I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah. How does this probiotic work? You know, we've heard about probiotics like in humans when it comes to gut health, things like that. How does the probiotic work to combat bad breath in dogs?
That's a really good question. So we've been using probiotics for gastroenteritis and stomach and intestinal problems for dogs in years, just like we have in people. This new product lines that are coming out, like Probiora Pet, is a probiotic for the mouth. It's actually bacteria in the mouth, three forms of strep that actually overtake and reduce the other bad strep and lactobacilli in the mouth, which are bacteria in the mouth, and thereby they produce hydrogen peroxide and other factors that reduce inflammation in the mouth and actually have a direct and indirect effect as far as improving the overall health, fighting those pathogenic bacteria, and then improving everything that you see in the mouth, especially the breath.
When is it time to get the dog into the vet if we're noticing something? If maybe you're on the fence, if it's something we should go see the vet, if we should just try to treat it at home, when is that good line to know that we need to go see a vet?
I would say anytime you've got a question, you know, about your dog's bad breath or something's not right, whether it's their breath or any other thing about their health, don't hesitate. Get them in to see your veterinarian as soon as possible. But if you want to examine your dog's mouth at home and the breath is offensive, you should start thinking about brushing the teeth, using a probiotic or a pet or some other kind of products that are going to be helpful, and using a good dry food that's going to provide some good dental hygiene by grinding action on the teeth. So all those things can be helpful. But don't hesitate. If you've got a question in your mind, see your veterinarian, because that person is qualified and educated on what to look for and be able to address it properly with you, or if need be, to bring the dog in for a proper dental cleaning under general anesthesia.
Where can our listeners go to find out more about some of the stuff you talked about today?
They can go to getprobioripet.com. It'll answer them questions, and they can even try this product. It worked for my little dog. And if you look at getprobioripet.com, or talk to your veterinarian about other possibilities that they can help with as far as addressing your dog's bad dental breath and bad dental health.
Dr. John DeYoung, he's president-elect of the World Veterinary Association, clearing the air about dog breath today. Dr. DeYoung, we appreciate it. I've got two Great Pyrenees at home that are itching for a toothbrush here a little bit later on. So
there you go. Well, it's worse than small dogs. You got two big dogs, so hopefully the problems aren't as bad with them.
That's right. Well, Dr. DeYoung, we appreciate the time, the info today. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.